And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is being born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thanks, Chris. Well, please leave your Bibles open there. My name is Simon. I'm also a minister here. There's three of us. But how about I pray that God would help us to understand his word this morning? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you speak to us in it. Father, as we dig into your word today, help us to see the wonderful hope on offer, that the peace that we can have with you through your son, Jesus. Father, please help us to see that today. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Christmas is a great time of year, isn't it? And it's great that we can be together today. So thanks so much for joining us. But I think if we're honest, this Christmas comes with some mixed feelings. I think a lot of people are excited about the new freedoms on offer. The borders are now open. And it's been great seeing pictures on the news of loved ones reuniting. It's been great hearing stories of people from Townsville travelling kind of home and seeing loved ones. Loved ones they mightn't have seen for 2 years. Seeing babies that have been born during that time. There's excitement in the air as we get to enjoy some newfound freedoms. But there's also a sense of fear in the air. Who knows what's going to happen with COVID-19? Will it affect your holiday plans? I think we're all dreading sitting next to someone who's a positive case. I think we're all dreading that, becoming a close contact and then having to quarantine. I already know a number of people in that situation. Maybe you're scared of getting sick. Maybe you're feeling particularly vulnerable. Maybe you're worried about our hospital's ability to actually care for everyone if it goes crazy. Maybe you're scared what the new year holds because you've decided not to get vaccinated. Maybe you've had to give up your job. Maybe you can't visit loved ones in an aged care facility. Or maybe you have a wedding sometime soon and you're hoping that all your family and friends can come from over the border, but you're just not sure that will be the case. I'm actually doing a wedding in early January on the Sunshine Coast, and I'm thinking I should somehow clone myself or something, or get some sort of replacement, just in case I become a close contact. Well, friends, there's a real sense of excitement in the air as the borders open up, but there's also a sense of fear. What is actually going to happen? Well, friends, as we have a brief look at that passage that was read out before, we're going to see that being afraid at Christmas time, it's not a new idea. In fact, the very first people to hear the Christmas message, they were afraid. But we're also going to see there's absolutely no need to be afraid. If we trust in Jesus, we can actually have peace with God, which means our biggest problem is sorted. It means that we're free to face whatever might come our way. In fact, we have a beautiful, wonderful hope beyond this world. Well, let's dig into this passage. Let's see how the people who were the first to hear about Jesus' birth responded. And to give you a heads up, they were afraid. Well, let me read to you from verses 8 and 9 again. It says this: "There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." The very first people to hear about the birth of Jesus are shepherds. They're out in the fields, they're kind of watching the flocks, potentially the animals that would go to the temple. Now, shepherds in the Old Testament are mostly viewed as positive people, but I think they're mentioned here because they kind of represent the common person. They're like the regular Aussie battler, kind of just doing their job humbly. They're not the elites of the day. Now, we're told that an angel of the Lord appears to them, and the shepherds are terrified. You know what? If an angel appeared to me, I would be terrified, and I think you would be terrified as well. But the angel tells them not to be afraid. And you can see that in verse 10. Have a look with me. The angel tells them not to be afraid because he has good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And the fact that the angel has rocked up to talk to shepherds proves that this message really is for all people. It doesn't matter what your social class might be. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what you've done. This message is for everyone. The shepherds are afraid, but there's no need for them to be afraid. The angel literally says to them, "Do not be afraid." Well, at the moment, I reckon it is hard not to be afraid. We're just not sure what's going to happen. And I've definitely been thinking through my movements this week. Do I really need to go to the shops? Do I kind of go when it's kind of quiet and not at peak time? You've been thinking about that too, haven't you? I can tell. It's kind of, you think about it, right? You put your mask on and you bunker down. Well, this week, my wife and I, we celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. And instead of going out for dinner, we actually went down to Palaranda, a beach where no one else was, and we had takeaway. There was absolutely no chance of us being close contacts with anyone because there was no one else there. Maybe some dead fish and a jellyfish, but that's about it. We were there. Anyway, it was wonderful. But friends, I can kind of feel my baseline stress level kind of building. I don't know if you kind of feel the same, but I think this Christmas, there are lots of people who are really afraid, maybe more afraid than they've ever been before. But the funny thing is, there's also a sense of excitement in the air as well. Well, friends, the shepherds are afraid, but they're told not to be, because there's good news. News that will cause great joy for all the people. News that will help us to have freedom without fear. Well, let's continue our journey through the text to see why in the coming of Jesus we can actually have freedom without fear. Well, pick up the text with me again from verse 11. "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The angel tells the shepherds not to be afraid because in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. The Messiah has been born. The Christ has been born. The forever King who'd come through David's line has been born. And he fulfills the promises. He'll be King forever and he'll bring peace forever. And the sign that it's true will be the fact that they'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, in a dirty food trough. Jesus' humble, messy birth gives us an indication of what he's like, but also of what he will do. But just as the shepherds are kind of processing this information, more angels rock up, like a fighting band of angels. And you can see what they say in verse 14. It says, "They're praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.'" See, more angels rock up and they're praising God, and they're talking about peace resting on us. These angels are actually talking about peace between us and God. See, this baby Jesus will grow up and he'll be crowned, but not with a golden crown, with a crown made of thorns. This baby will grow up to die on a wooden cross. This baby will grow up to pay for the way that we've all treated God and one another. This baby will fix up our relationship with our Heavenly Father. This baby will give us freedom beyond our circumstances. And in the rest of the passage, you can see the shepherds go and they see this baby kind of wrapped in cloths lying in a manger, and they spread the good news and they praise God. They don't have fear anymore. Well, friends, this Christmas there is fear in the air. We are afraid of what's going to happen next. But there's also excitement as well as we get to see loved ones. We have some friends who are travelling south for Christmas this year. And as I spoke to them before they left, there was a real sense of fear. You know, would they become a close contact? Would they have to go into quarantine? Would they miss out on seeing their loved ones? They actually went out for dinner at the Sea Bar and they found out the next day that 4 hours earlier, a positive case had been at the Sea Bar. They just missed it, but they got to go. And you know what? I saw a photo on Facebook of them kind of taking up a whole row on a plane, just making the most of it, getting down to see, you know, all their family down south. It's wonderful seeing that, isn't it? Friends enjoying the newfound freedoms. Friends, there is fear in the air, but there's also freedom in the air as well. But in the coming of Jesus, we have something truly unique. We have this baby coming into the world, a baby who can give us peace with God, peace with our Creator. And we can have that peace with God if we simply trust in Jesus. And if we trust in Jesus, it means that we can have freedom without fear. It means that our relationship right now with our Heavenly Father is restored. It means that one day we'll be with God in perfection forever and ever. No more tears, no more mourning, no more death, no more COVID-19. Friends, we have a wonderful hope, a hope that means that we can have freedom to face whatever might come our way. Not the freedom to kind of do whatever we might please, but the freedom to face every situation, knowing that God is with us, knowing that one day we'll live in perfection with Him forever. Therefore, we're free to live in this world, free to live not being crippled by fear, but free to get on with living for Jesus, knowing that we have a wonderful hope of being with Him forever. Well, friends, if you are a Christian and you're here this morning, if you do trust in Jesus, I hope that you're reminded of the wonderful hope that you have in the Lord Jesus. You have peace with God, which means you have freedom, the freedom to face whatever comes your way, knowing you have a wonderful hope. But if you don't trust in Jesus, we would love to tell you more about the wonderful hope on offer in Him. Please come and have a chat after the service with me or Chris. We'd love to talk to you about Jesus. We'd love to tell you about the courses that we're running next year to kind of help explain the gospel more to you. Well, friends, how about we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you speak to us in it. Father, thanks for the peace on offer with you through your Son, Jesus. Father, help us to trust in Jesus. And Father, help us to know that restores our relationship with you. Help us to know it gives us a wonderful hope beyond this world. Father, please help us to enjoy the freedom we have of knowing our future is sure. Father, help us to get on with living for you in this life. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.